Good evening. This is Friday night. Happy English. Sleep like a log. Sleep like a log. Good morning. Did you sleep well? Yes, I slept like a log. Lothar, we don't want to live here. If you kids don't stop loitering, I'll call it cops. Go ahead. Sorry, but no loitering in the lobby, please. We are not loitering. My brother is sick. I'm sorry. Can I be of any help to you? Thanks. Father is coming to pick up, to pick us up soon. Long. How long have you been married, Jack? Long enough to know what's what, but short enough to want to know more of it. Mother, I'm going to see him. All right, but don't be long, dear. Longhand. Oh, you speak too fast. I can't take any notes. Sorry, but I didn't know you're writing in longhand. Look. It's really a fine piece of ivory work, isn't it? Oh, yes. Let's have a close look at it. May I take a look at your passport? Here you are. Okay, you can get in. How does Japan look to you? Nothing like the country I've read about. How old is your grandmother? She's 82, but she looks much younger, doesn't she? What's wrong with my English, doctor, dear? Your English is very good, but you should look me in the face when you talk. Look after. We are going to Kaluizawa next week. That's good, but who's going to look after your kittens? Look and see. That gas stove is not working, honey. Okay, I'll look and see. Look at it this way. Buying groceries for the family can be such a chore. Can't you look at it this way? You keep your finger by walking every day. Look for. What are you looking for? The book I borrowed from Tom. I believe I left it around here. Look for two. Well, goodbye, everyone. We leave our hearts here. We are looking forward to seeing you again. Look like. Does it look like rain? Unfortunately, it does. It look like rain? Unfortunately, it does. Look up. I don't know where he lives. Will you give me his address? I'll be glad to. Just a minute. I'll look it up. What does this word mean, Dad? Look it up in your dictionary yourself. Look up too. How's his English? Not too good right now, but he is a wonderful person, and I look up to him in many ways. Loosen. Let me see. The final exams will be over this Friday. Let's start a baseball practice on Saturday. I am loosening up my muscles already. Lose. I usually lose weight during summer, but this year is different. You haven't done too much exercise this summer, have you? Lose one's temper. temper. Why are you afraid of that old lady? She's sweet. She's sweet, all right, but she loses her temper once in a while. Loss. His yacht sank in the storm the other day, and he swam to the beach. I'm glad he was safe, but it's a great loss for him. That sloop was brand new. At a loss. Why did you ask him for help? He's a mean fellow, you know. I was completely at a loss what to do. Boy, we are at a loss. Can I help you? Lot. They building a new house for you? No, we are still looking for a lot. This is quite a tough job. Love. How about going to Andy Williams' show tomorrow? Wonderful. I'd love to. Lovely. Mr. Sato has invited all of us to dinner. Has he? That's lovely. In luck. Did you find any pearls? Yes, but the bottom has rusted away. This one's worse. Oh, we are not in luck today. Lucky boy. This train's crowded. This is nothing. We are lucky that it's not more crowded. Mad. Golo says he's going to swim to cross. Golo says he's going to swim to Korea across the channel. He must be mad. I don't see why they speak to me. Don't you know everybody's mad at you? Like mad. Where's Daddy Mom? I haven't seen him since this morning. He's in the backyard trying to build a canal for Brony. He's working like mad. Magic. It's funny. Jim was here just a minute ago. Has he disappeared? He seems to have magic powers. Magnetic. Why doesn't this magnetic attract that nail? Get it closer, you see. That nail was out of its magnetic field. Mail. What's that little flag on the mailbox for? Oh, that flag? It shows mails in. When out, it's down. Are you going out, Yoko? Will you wait until I finish this letter? Yes, Mom. I'll be happy to mail it for you. It's to Daddy, isn't it? Main Street. My father doesn't try to understand my real intention to join the Peace Corps. Doesn't he? Why does he have such a Marine Street attitude toward you? Mainland. Are you tired of living in Hawaii already? Oh, no. I'm just going to study on the mainland for 1 year. I'll come back, live here for the rest of my life. Mainly. Do you grow cotton here? Yes, but just a little. It is grown mainly in the south. Major. What's your major? I majored in English literature at college, and I am now majoring in teaching English as a second language at graduate school. Make. Oh, you brought a new car? Didn't you? It looks nice and handy. It is handy. It's a Japanese make, which guys are going to wear for the party. I'm going out of them all, so mother's going to make me a new One, I am getting cold. Shall we make a fire? Are you really going on a world trip? Why not? That's why I'm working hard. I've got to make more money to buy a round trip ticket. Is Jim getting along all right? Oh, yes. You know, Chris, she made him a new man. Bob and Inge got engaged this morning. Did they? Now I see. That made Bob's parents so happy. Father, will you get me a new bike? You will have to make this one do for another year. Make a beeline. Professor Holmes got married during the semester break. No wonder he makes a beeline home after his lectures these days. Make a choice. Here are two kinds of candies. Make a choice game. I'll take this one. Make a clean breast of. Now, make a clean breast of it. A clean breast of what? Okay. Have a nice weekend. This is this Friday night. Okay. Have a good rest and get rid of your tiredness for this week. And you take off Saturday and Sunday off. Okay. So long. Adios. Sayonara.